This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Political parties submitting their final names of candidates to the Election Commission today. Human Rights Day being celebrated today. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba says Human Rights Center of Government Policies and veteran U.S. sports journalist dies in Qatar. Now the news in detail. Political parties are submitting the name list of the candidates to the Election Commission today, who secured wins in the November 20 House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections under the proportional category. The political parties are submitting the name list as per the votes received by the parties under the proportional category. Human Rights Day is being celebrated today with the slogan Dignity, Freedom and Justice for All. Human Rights Day is observed every year on 10th of December, the day the United Nations General Assembly adopted in 1948 the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. Various programs are being organized today to observe the day in Nepal as well. President Vidyadeep Bhandari has given a message of best wishes on the occasion of International Human Rights Day. President Bhandari stressed the need for deep internalization of international concepts of human rights, the foundation structure of the democratic system, and its effective implementation. Likewise, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deuba has said that the government has kept in center human rights in its policy and programs. Giving a message of best wishes to all Nepalese on the occasion of Human Rights Day, Prime Minister Deuba reminded that Nepal has guaranteed most of the human rights adopted at the global level under the fundamental rights of its constitution. Prime Minister Deuba said necessary laws were made to implement the fundamental rights enshrined in the constitution. On this occasion, Prime Minister Deuba extended best wishes to all Nepalese living in the country and abroad, human rights organizations, civil society organizations, and journalists, among others. Similarly, Minister for Communication and Technology Gyanendra Bahadur Karki has given best wishes on the occasion of Human Rights Day today. Minister Karki said the government is committed to protecting the constitutionally and legally guaranteed human rights. Professor Dr. Kapil Man Shrestha and the Manav Seva Ashram based in Kathmandu have won the Human Rights Award 2079 Bikram Sambad. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs said Dr. Shrestha was honored with the award for his studies, research, teaching, writings, publications, advocacy and protection of human rights. Similarly, the ashram was awarded for rescuing, providing treatment, counseling and taking care of orphans and abandoned people. Five people have been injured in a car accident near Sitapur Suspension Bridge in Sitarganga Municipality 2 in Orgakhasi. District Police Office Orgakhasi informed that the car crashed near the suspension bridge while returning from the Supa Deurali temple visit. Three people who were seriously injured in the accident have been referred to Butwal for further treatment after general treatment at Primary Health Center Thara. The car fell down 25 meters from the road. The U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Dean R. Thompson, yesterday revealed and observed the mural painted by a team of Nepali artists led by the U.S. Embassy's art envoy, Alejandro Poli Jr. After observing the mural painted on boundary wall of the Department of Transport Management in Min Bhavan, Ambassador Thompson said he believed that the street art would provide an artistic respite to the people of Kathmandu, saying such exchanges had helped solidify the people-to-people relations between Nepal and the U.S. Ambassador Thompson said the U.S. Embassy would work to increase the number and frequency of cultural exchanges in the coming days. The mural has been painted with the theme Ekata Unity, highlighting the unity and diversity of Nepali society and the importance of social inclusion. A set of barcodes have been placed on either side of the wall section, which when scanned will provide the full details of the mural including its meaning and the artist who painted it. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. has said Russia and Iran's relationship has warmed to a fully-fledged defense partnership. The U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, Russia is giving an unprecedented level of military support. He added the U.S. has seen reports that the two countries are considering joint production of lethal drones. Australia has announced it is sanctioning three Iranians and one Iranian business for supplying Russia with drones to use against Ukraine. Cooperation between Russia and Iran has been highlighted recently, with Ukraine accusing Russia of using Iranian drones in its attacks. Kirby said that a partnership between Iran and Russia to produce drones would be harmful to Ukraine, Iran's neighbors, and the international community. A prominent football journalist from the United States has died while covering the World Cup in Qatar. Grant Wall, 48, collapsed suddenly while watching the Argentina-Netherlands game on Friday night. Early report suggests he suffered acute distress, but this has yet to be officially confirmed. Last month, Wall was briefly detained by Qatari authorities for trying to enter a stadium wearing a rainbow shirt in support of LGBT rights. In a statement, the U.S. Soccer Federation said it was heartbroken by the news. The U.S. and Russia say they are open to more prisoner swaps a day after an American basketball star was exchanged for a notorious arms dealer. Brittany Griner is back in the U.S. following 10 months in a Russian jail. The White House is under pressure to free ex-U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, who has been in Russian jail for 4 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin said more swaps were possible, a rare example of U.S.-Russian cooperation amid Moscow's war with Ukraine. He added that everything is possible and noted that compromises had been found to clear the way for thirsty swap. Now the sports news. Croatia defeated Brazil through a penalty shootout in the quarterfinal match on Friday during the FIFA World Cup 2022 that is being held in Qatar. Similarly, Argentina defeated the Netherlands through a penalty shootout in the quarterfinal match. Argentina will play against Croatia in the semi-final match. In the quarterfinal match to be held today, England will play against France and Portugal will play against Morocco. The winners of both teams will play the semi-final match against each other. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain mainly fair throughout the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Political parties submitting their final names of candidates to the Election Commission today. Human Rights Day being celebrated today, Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva says human rights center of government policies, and veteran U.S. sports journalist dies in Qatar. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.